Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Thursday, the 10th of July, and here's a quick wrap of the cues to watch out for today. Indian markets failed to hold on to early gains, with the Nifty slipping sharply in afternoon trade. After staying firm for the first half of the day, profit booking took over, dragging the index below the 25,500 mark. Investors continue to remain in wait-and-watch mode, tracking developments around the much-anticipated India-US mini-trade deal, which could set the tone for near-term market direction. The Nifty slipped 46 points to end at 25,476, while the Sensex dropped 176 points to close at 83,536. The Nifty Bank Index was also in the red, shedding 43 points to end at 57,214. The Nifty Midcap Index was down 76 points, settling at 59,340. However, the Nifty Small Cap Index managed to end the day in the green. Among key movers, a sharp late-hour fall in Reliance Industries pulled the Nifty lower. IT stocks also came under pressure ahead of TCS's first quarter earnings that will be declared today. The Nifty IT Index slipped nearly 1%. On the flip side, NBFCs and FMCG stocks lent some support to the market, with names like Shriram Finance and HUL among the top gainers on the index. In terms of fund flows, both foreign and domestic institutional investors were net buyers in the cash market on Wednesday. As for the day ahead, all eyes will be on the weekly expiry of Nifty 50 options. On the technical front, experts believe support and resistance for the Nifty are placed at 25,331 and 25,670 respectively. A decisive move beyond this range is needed to give the index a clear direction. This morning, the GIFT Nifty is hinting at a positive start for the Indian market. Let's now turn our attention to the global cues this morning. Asian markets are trading mixed as investors assess the latest wave of tariff announcements from US President Donald Trump. Now, Trump has announced a steep 50% tariff on Brazilian imports starting 1st of August, sharply up from the 10% rate set in April. In a letter, he cited an unfair trade relationship and pointed to the ongoing prosecution of Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro as part of the reason. Trump has also sent letters indicating new tariff rates on goods from at least six other countries, including the Philippines and Iraq. Additionally, he confirmed that the 50% tariff on copper imports will go into effect on the 1st of August, following a national security assessment. In Asian trade, Japan's Nikkei is under pressure, while South Korea's Kospi is trading in the green after the country's central bank held its policy rate steady at 2.5%, an almost three-year low. Back in the US, futures are trading lower after a strong overnight session. The S&P 500 rose 0.6%, boosted by Nvidia, which hit a $4 trillion market cap milestone. The Nasdaq gained 0.9%, logging a record close, with other tech majors like Meta, Microsoft and Alphabet also advancing, fueling renewed enthusiasm around the AI theme. In the bond and currency markets, US yields moved lower after most Federal Reserve officials indicated that they expect rate cuts ahead. The 10-year Treasury yield slipped nearly 8 basis points to 4.3%. Fed minutes from the June meeting revealed a divide within the committee on the timing and extent of easing, though the vote to hold rates steady was unanimous. The dollar index edged lower to 97.3 while gold prices slipped to their lowest level in over a week amid trade uncertainty. Oil prices held steady as investors weighed a surprise build in US crude inventories against escalating geopolitical tensions in the Red Sea and a forecast for lower US production. And finally, Bitcoin surged to a fresh record above $112,000, riding the wave of Nvidia-led optimism in the tech sector. Let's shift focus to the stocks that are likely to be in the spotlight today. First up, Tata Consultancy Services will be in focus as it kicks off the first quarter earnings season today. The street is bracing for a sequential decline in revenue, primarily due to the tapering off of the BSNL deal. Kotak Institutional Equities expects a 0.4% drop in constant currency terms, while BNP Paribas is estimating a sharper 1.3% decline quarter on quarter. TCS is reportedly looking for domestic and global projects to offset the revenue shortfall from BSNL. Margin pressure is also expected. BNP predicts EBIT margins could fall to 23.9% from 24.2% in the previous quarter, despite the deferral of wage hikes. Investors will keep a close eye on management commentary around tech budgets, the demand environment and the potential impact of US President Donald Trump's tariffs on key verticals. Moving on to Asian Paints. The stock will be in focus after the company sold its 4.42% stake in AkzoNobel for 734 crore rupees. The shares were sold at an average price of 3,651 rupees apiece. Buyers include ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund, which picked up 7 lakh shares for 256 crore rupees, and East Spring Investments India, which bought 2.5 lakh shares for 91 crore rupees. In other corporate updates, Railtel has bagged an 18 crore rupee order from the Chhattisgarh government for an infrastructure project. Enviro Infra, in a joint venture, has secured a significant 395 crore rupee order from the Maharashtra Industrial Development Corporation. Muthoot Capital Services has approved the issue of 12,500 non-convertible debentures aggregating to 125 crore rupees. Indo Solar will also be on the radar. Promoter Waaree Energies is set to offload a 2.4% stake in the company over two sessions, July 10 and July 11. NCL Industries posted a weak operational update for Q1. Cement production and dispatches fell 5% and 4% respectively on a year-on-year basis. Cement board production declined 17%, while dispatches dropped a steep 41%. Tata Elxsi, Anand Rathi, Irda are some of the other earnings to watch out for. Meanwhile, MCX will be in focus as it rolls out electricity futures contracts for August, September and October deliveries. Trading for these contracts will begin today, marking a significant step towards power market financialization in India. From the primary markets, SmartWorks Co-working Spaces is set to launch its IPO today. The issue will remain open for subscription from 10th July to 14th July, aiming to raise 582.5 crore rupees. The company has fixed a price band of 387 to 407 rupees per share for the offer. It's time now for our Voice of the Day segment. Aishwarya Dadhich, founder and CIO of Fident Asset Management, explains why he remains overweight on IT stocks, even as the street braces for a muted quarter. Let's listen in.
So I said IT will possibly not do great this quarter, but we continue to remain overweight on IT. And we believe that IT is going through its sweet spot of, we are obviously seeing kind of toughness in the growth part. But if you look at the deal pipeline across both large and mid-size, we have believed that, you know, that growth is expected to revive in second half of this financial year. And on top of this, this beautiful bill which has been there, I believe the whole story of US going to get into recession is possibly back-ended. And with all this volatility around, I believe IT most likely will remain a safe haven. So when the growth comes around in this space, we believe IT should do well. So that's why we are allocating more capital to IT. And even in this quarter, there might be large cap which will not perform too much of the street expectations, but mid and small cap will continue to see better growth. So large cap can do 1 or 2% growth quarter on quarter, but mid and small cap companies can do between 3% to 5, 6% growth, and there will be more of a margin tailwind. So I think there will be money allocation or rotation of capital which will happen to IT during this quarter or post this quarterly results. We are trying to play this trend and going overweight right now.
Before we wrap up, on to a money control exclusive. Sources say that the government has outlined significant plans for public sector banks, including fundraise and stake divestment. Public sector banks will look to mobilize 45,000 crore rupees through QIPs during FY26. And at the forefront of this will be country's largest public lender, SBI, which has received approval from the Ministry of Finance to raise 20,000 crore rupees via QIPs, with the offering expected to commence shortly. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow, same time, same place. Thanks for listening.